And right now, two of the most talented contributors to our 89.9 family, Ray and Tom, the Deemable Tech guys, here with us this morning. Lots of tech ideas on display here at OneSpark, but Ray and Tom, before we get to that, we need to get the word out about a potentially problematic issue in the tech world, Heartbleed. What is Heartbleed?
Yeah, absolutely. Heartbleed is a bug in the internet. There's not really a better way of putting it than that. It's been announced this week, and for the past 2 years, apparently, it's been affecting about 60% of secure websites. So when we say secure websites, we mean you go to a website, and you've got to put in your login information, a password, credit card information, and there's a lock icon that tells you this is secure. It's safe to do this for this website. Well, it turns out sometimes it's not.
Yeah, and these are sites that are basically ones that you really trust, like, you know, banking sites.
Yeah.
Sites where you have your credit card information and usernames that are really important that you need to keep safe.
How worried should we be at this point?
You know, normally when stuff like this goes out, we're the ones that are like, okay, guys, everybody calm down. It's not that big a deal. This one is actually a pretty big deal.
This is a big deal.
It's basically like someone...
Do we need to go off the grid, go live in a Yuma Bomber-esque shack at this point?
You know, that's actually been what some people have been suggesting, which
get
is a little
here.
Extreme. But yeah, it's really bad. It's kind of like the lock manufacturers just figured out that all you have to do is stick a pin in any keyhole and it opens all of them.
How are they going to fix it?
Well, there is a patch, I guess, already out there, and it's up to the various websites to implement it and to put it on their servers.
And so basically, webmasters around the world are scrambling, panicking, trying to get this implemented.
A lot of sleepless nights in tech this week.
When you first started volunteering at First Coast Connect, Ray, you said it was a duck. You know, on the surface, everything's calm and serene, and we're paddling furiously under the water. That's what's happening now?
That is what's happening. I don't know anybody in IT right now that isn't freaking out trying to get their sites straightened out.
Wow. Interesting. Well, thanks for getting this on the air with us. In the meantime, tech creators in abundance here at OneSpark.
Oh, yeah.
What's caught your eye?
Well, this is our first day here, so we haven't actually seen any of the creators yet. We're really excited, but we went on the website at b1spark.com, and we kind of looked through, and these were the ones that really caught our attention that we liked. The first one that I saw was Verti, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Bluetooth Item Finder. Now, this is they're over at Urban Grind on 50 North Laura Street. This is similar to the Tile that you may have seen being advertised on Facebook. It's a Bluetooth device. It's about, you know, about an inch big. And you can attach it to your key ring or stick it to something like on the back of my Mac here. And then if you lose your item, you can just open your app on your iPhone or your Android smartphone and find the item. And it kind of gives you a radar. You can like move around your house until you find it. But what I really like about this one is that the Verti has a button on it. And the button will allow you, if you lose your phone, you can push the button on the Bluetooth device, and it'll help you find your phone.
I need that on a daily basis.
Yes.
Exactly.
So I might have to look into this.
Yeah, I either lose my phone or my keys, so
you
can find either one of them. And they have a really long range, about 200 feet they're saying it'll have, versus most Bluetooth devices you're looking at 50 to 100 feet.
Okay, so what about you, Tom?
Well, my inner 12-year-old is really excited about, I believe it's called Marbell.
Or Marble.
Marble? Is it Marble? Okay. And, you know, you got electric cars now. You've got electric scooters. This is an electric skateboard.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, and you can control it from your iPad.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
So the fanboy in you is all, you're just
geeked out over this.
That's
awesome. So I think I'm going to get right over to the SunTrust building after this and actually check it out in person. But that sounds extremely exciting. I mean, it says here they have a top speed of 20 miles per hour and only weighs 9.9 pounds.
And those are just two examples. The tech creators here, they're making a major play. There are quite a few great projects.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now let's talk for a minute, too, about Deemable Tech.
Okay.
The popular podcast that began right here at 89.9 continues to grow.
Yeah,
the website, deemable.com. You just had a special with us at WJCT.
We did.
People ask you every tech. You are the car talk guys of tech. People,
basically.
And your names are actually Ray and Tom, so how can you beat that? They
we
ask
didn't
you
plan
every,
that either.
And it was not planned. They ask you every question you can think of.
Oh, yeah. And some we couldn't think of.
Yeah. There have been a few questions that have really thrown us for a loop. A lot of questions don't make it on the air.
Why is that?
Well, fortunately, we're not a live show, so we can pick the best.
You can pick and choose. Mm-hmm. What doesn't make the cut with Deemable?
A lot of times we get questions where we just really don't understand what they're asking.
Yeah.
It's kind of like with Click and Clack. Well, they get folks who make these crazy sounds. Well, my car's doing this or that. But folks, like, just tell us, hey, I'm having a problem. So we have to get back with them and get more information.
You need specific questions.
Yeah. So we kind of draw it out of them and find out what their issues are so we can help them.
They're known as Click and Clack. We need to come up with a nickname for you two.
I know.
Any ideas from the audience? Oh, come on. You think about it. Think about it. We'll crowdfund this one.
That's right.
And we'll crowdsource this one, too. Cool. But again, the website is Deemable.com. They are Ray and Tom of Deemable Tech. Thanks so much for being with us, and have a great time.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.